Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Luke chapter 6, verses 32 through 36. Jesus said, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Remember who you are. That's what the high school principal told his son before he enrolled as a freshman. Remember who you are. That's what the coach told her daughter before the first day of tennis tryouts. Remember who you are. That's what the company owner told his son before his first day working on the factory floor. What's the point? Sometimes a relationship means we are held to a higher standard. Our initial reaction may be to say, "That's not fair." Just because someone is related to someone else, there shouldn't be higher standards. But because there is, they don't just represent themselves as individuals. They represent the family. While relationships with people in high places may bring more pressure, they can also bring more privilege. The son of the principal is blessed to have an in-house tutor who can help with homework. The daughter of the tennis coach can receive tips outside of practice. The company owner's son may be first in line to buy or inherit the business. The same is true in God's family. Children of God are held to a higher standard, since the way we live in this world and treat our neighbors isn't just about us. As Christians, it's as if we walk through life wearing a uniform as people know we also represent Christ. And while we may say that's not fair to have all that pressure, stop and consider what a privilege this is. As Christians, we have the privilege of seeing God's mercy up close and personal. As Christians, we are children of the Most High who await a great reward, all because of what Jesus has done. Lord, help me to see the privilege I have to represent You. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.